Giselle. Tom Brady. Beast mode.
Valentine. Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets. Just love. We can dance until we die. You and I.
We're going to the Super Bowl. The way I hold that trophy. Let me hold that trophy. Let's go to Disneyland. One catch and we will win it all. So let me be MVP. MVP. Welcome back to Sunday Night Roundup.
That is the great Katy Perry, who performed for the halftime show in Super Bowl 49.
Oh, man, that was a good show, but we'll talk about that later. You know why? Because we got other things to talk about, man.
What's more important than the Super Bowl, Joel?
The Puppy Bowl?
Yep, and boy, was that a close one, man. I mean, what was that dog's name? Lila?
Was it really named that?
I don't know.
It was Airbud.
Yeah, whatever. Well, Joel.
We're not talking about the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, we will not be talking about the Puppy Bowl because it is the Super Bowl. But, of course, we always like to start off with some NFL news. And
we got some good ones today.
Yep, we got the NFL Honors.
Honors, guys. In case you don't know what that is, they named the MVP, Rookie of the Year, and all that stuff.
And let's start off with the MVP, Joel, who is the one and only Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about that, Joel?
You know, he's won it twice. He had a great season. I still think it should have been Jesus Watt.
I think so, too. But he didn't go unrecognized, at least.
Yeah, he didn't go unrecognized because he won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes, he did. And, man, what a...
He deserved that.
That's two years in a row, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
I don't doubt it. He's the only player to have two 20 sack seasons.
Yep.
In a row.
He's incredible player. And, but, of course, there's also an offensive MVP.
Oh, who is that?
DeMarco Murray from the Dallas Cowboys.
That's good for him.
Guy led the league in rushing, you know, had a lot of touchdowns.
Had a lot of touches.
And now, yep, you can say that again. A lot of people are touching him. And, well, now he's a free agent, or he's looking to be a free agent. And, I mean, who knows where he could end up next year.
Yeah, we'll see where he goes.
So, that's very exciting. Rookie of the Year, Joel.
Oh, man, this boy. One-handed catch. That's all you got to say. Odell Beckham Jr.
What an amazing player, right?
Yeah, that guy's great. He broke the record for most one-handed catches in a minute, and the next day it was broken. So
yeah, by a college person.
Yeah.
He did like 41. That's ridiculous.
I think they could have done more if they had more footballs.
And they didn't. I don't even think they were trying. They just did it to do it.
Yeah, it was just a fun week for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Coach of the Year, Joel.
Oh, man, it's the coach of the city that the Super Bowl was played. Bruce Arians.
Yep, and I mean, what a job he did. You know, even with a deflated Cardinals team that really relied a lot on defense at the end of the year and had no quarterback, they still...
Went to the playoffs.
They still did what they needed to do to get into the playoffs, at least, which is a start.
I mean, they won games, not as many towards the end of the season, but they still got in, so good for them.
You think where Seattle's at right now, you know, if they'd even be there, if, you know... All those injuries didn't happen to the Cardinals.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Cardinals probably win a few more games, clinch their division, and suddenly the Seahawks have to go on the road and completely changes what could have been the outcome of the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, totally. And also assistant coach of the year goes to the assistant coach of the Cardinals, Todd Bowles, which is a defensive coordinator. So.
And now he's a head coach.
Yeah, good for him, you know.
And so a lot of these guys are moving up, which is great. But now, Joel.
We're done with that now.
Yeah, you know, those are all congratulations to everyone there. JJ Watt is our Sunday Night Roundup MVP.
Exactly.
But Aaron Rodgers got the real MVP, and I have no problem with that either. I mean, he was pretty amazing this year. But now, Joel, let's talk about the road to the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, these teams from week one to the final week and into the playoffs, you know, bunch of storylines happen, and I mean, let's start with Seattle, who in week one, I remember they came back defending champions. You know, everyone's watching them play. And all they do is dominate, absolutely dominate the Green Bay Packers, man. They crushed them, man. And I remember watching them like, man, this team is still super strong.
They're going to go. We thought, like, everyone thought that they were going to repeat and win.
Yeah, and that sort of changed. You know, they lose to San Diego, and then they end up losing to the Dallas Cowboys.
At home, which is rare.
Yeah, which was rare. And suddenly, they drop a couple more games, and
they don't look like the same Seattle team.
Yeah, they were out of first place in their division. They were actually out of the wild cards, too, and they really needed a lot from their team members and their coaching staff to really pull ahead and try and clinch their division.
Yeah, everyone counted them out. Everyone was saying that not the same team, but
and they
something
were,
clicked.
Yeah, like around midseason, they were really weak, and then they started winning a few games, and then they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And when they lost, I remember watching that game, just a great game. It really propelled them to finish out the year strong, which is what they needed to do to win out the season. And I remember they said that they had the hardest last half of the season than anyone else in the NFL. And I think they won, what, 5 in a row at the end of the season?
Yeah, they were on a hot roll. They were a scary team.
And, I mean, they won their division, and next thing you know it, they clinched the number one seed again in the NFC. Then they go on to play the Carolina Panthers. They pretty
easy
much...
Easy win for them.
Easy win. Then they go and they play the Green Bay Packers, and they find a way to win that game.
Yeah, they're losing, like you guys heard last week. They're losing by a whole bunch. And second half, they just came and took over the game like they needed to.
Yeah, and that was a great game.
It was amazing.
You know, you see, that's how you know your team deserves to go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, so much is riding against you, but you don't give up. And they didn't give up. And suddenly, they're in Super Bowl 49, Joel. They're 49. Defending their trophy.
Exactly. That's what every team wants to be. That's what they aspire to do.
Yep, they aspire to win the Super Bowl, then defend it every year after.
Exactly.
And, I mean, congratulations to Seattle just to make it to the Super Bowl in general, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
good job to Seattle, but then we go to the Patriots and their road.
Yep, and the New England Patriots, Joel, I remember in the beginning they were winning. They had that one loss to the Dolphins, which was like, okay, you know, they lost to the Dolphins. But there was just something about them. I was like, they do not look strong.
They don't look.
They weren't. They any, weren't. They weren't look looking anything. Good. Yeah, they didn't look like the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then that horrible, horrible loss, Monday Night Football. Do you remember that game to the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh yeah, that was horrible. No one was expecting that. We weren't expecting that.
Yeah,
it
was 45 to
something. It's the Patriots. They should take care of the Chiefs. But yeah. No, they got blown.
Yep. And you know, I remember people were saying, "Oh, are you gonna bench Tom Brady? Or you know." Get new quarterbacks. Is it time to rebuild?
Yeah, everyone was talking about
in one Jimmy game. In one game, you know, and it's kind of funny how both of these teams losing to Kansas City really propelled them to really get on this road. Because after that, man, New England was really good.
Gronk, you couldn't stop him. Julian Edelman was doing amazing.
He's like a little ninja, man. The way he like moves and like everyone just misses him.
That guy, like, he's probably one of the most underrated. He's like another Wes Welker. I don't know where are they getting these guys from.
I think he's a little better than Wes Welker.
Possibly,
man.
I don't doubt it.
Wes Welker was good too. You know, I can't hate on Wes Welker.
Yeah, but they're both I remember, they get all these little guys and they make them good.
I know.
Get us, yo.
Yeah, make me good. I'll play better than Tom Brady. You want? He gave you 4. I'll give you 6.
Oh man, you just spoiled.
No, he gave you 3, and a possibility for something else. Look, I did a Joel.
Hey.
Well, anyway, so they go on this road and they just keep going and going and.
You know, they look like the Patriots that we know.
Yeah, and they beat the Broncos, and they who else did they beat late? They lost to the Packers late in the season, but a game that they probably should have won, I think, if they would have been at home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone's different on the road, aside from some other teams.
Yeah, and so basically, they take that game, and they win it.
Yeah.
And that was the AFC Championships with all that Deflategate and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, Deflategate, you know, they proved everyone wrong. Everyone thought that... You know, the Colts are a new, younger team, and they should have the chance, but New England did what they usually do when...
To the Colts.
yeah, to the Colts, really.
Just whip their butts, and for you Colts fans, I mean, it's the facts. Now we're sitting here, Joel, and it's Super Bowl 49, dude, and...
49.
Of course, with that, you know, there's always the controversy on both sides of the team, on, like, both spectrums of the football teams. So let's start off with a big one that everyone's talking about, and we shouldn't even be talking about it, but Deflategate. I mean, big deal, big deal. I mean, I was listening to ESPN radio, and one guy was real close to a source from Tom Brady. He said that he was just real depressed. Everyone thought he was cheating and stuff, and how it really bothered him. He lost 6 pounds during the week of the Super Bowl.
Really?
He lost 6 pounds. He got sick, and he just was not happy. You know, so it looked bad for Tom Brady really going into this game. And then you got Seattle in. I mean, what did he say, Joel? What did Marshawn Lynch say to the media?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Shout out to my Africans. That's a quote that he said, right?
Yeah, he literally said, shout out to my real Africans. You know who you are.
You know, he's here so he doesn't get fined. And then what does the NFL do? They try to fine him for his hat.
Yeah.
Like, give the man a break. Yo, you've been fining him all year.
Find him some. I think there comes a point, man, where you become a marked player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Like James Harrison was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Ndamukong Suh.
Exactly.
And I mean, when you become like that marked player, man, you just got to take a chill pill. You got to stop.
You got to take it easy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what do you think? I mean, the last day of the media day, I mean, he really gave it to the. Did you hear it?
No, what did he say?
He really gave it to the media. He's like, man, I told you this day in, day out, every day. Nothing's changed. I'm still the same person. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to tell you all that I don't want to talk to you. I don't know why you all keep coming up in here and expecting me to say something different when I'm not going to say anything. You guys know it, but y'all still come over. For the next 3 minutes, I'm going to sit quiet, and you're going to look at my face. And he just sit there quiet.
You know, it's the media's fault because they just, like, overdo everything. Like, even we're talking about it, we're overdoing it. But still, like,
you know,
give the guy a break. He hasn't answered any questions in the longest time. He doesn't care about getting fined. He's not going to talk to you.
Here's the thing, Joel. Do you think, because this is a very debatable issue, should he talk to the media or should he not?
He should do whatever he wants, you know? If he doesn't want to talk to the media, don't talk to the media, you know? It's personal stuff. And then Roger Goodell said, like, he has a responsibility, but does he really? Yeah, he's a good player and all, but, like, if he doesn't want to talk to them, like...
You know, Marshawn Lynch is a really good guy. He does a lot of good stuff for his community. He has this youth program Oakland.
He has a bunch of charities and stuff.
Yeah, he has a youth program in Oakland, and they're trying to get a youth center going, and he's doing all these fantastic things. And I think, you know, there comes a point where he needs to... I see it, and I don't have that much of a problem with it, but I see it like, you know, man, a lot of kids do look up to you. I mean, you have an opportunity when every time you sit up there to talk about your charity, to do, you know, a lot of great things when you're up there. And I think he's just being stubborn to be stubborn about it. And I mean, that's his choice. But I feel like he could do something with that. And I think, like, him doing this brings up some sort of, like, negative contraception to what he's actually doing out there with this community.
You know, I think he doesn't care about what everyone thinks as long as he has what he has under control. Like the charities, you know, he's going over there. He has a charity with Joe Montana. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, so like he's going. I'm saying not what the media perceives of him, but what really reflects him is what he's doing off the field, aside from the cameras. You know, where are the cameras when he's there?
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing we talk about is him getting fined for, you know, those guests, grabbing his privates when he scores, you know, and him getting fined for all that. What about that? I mean,
that one I could understand.
Because it's a family event, you know. You're showing these kids, like...
A family event where everyone talks to each other and gets really angry.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I mean? Like, kids do watch this, and, like, when you're jumping up in the end zone, grabbing your hoo-has.
You know, when I saw that, I didn't even notice that he did that. I was just like, oh, man, that was a good run.
Yeah, and I was just like, come on, man, like... I think he needs to, like, he's an example, and he's a good man, and I think he's a good dude, and we could just leave it at that for as far as Marshawn Lynch goes. We got really deep into this.
Yeah,
it's a good conversation, though.
Yeah, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, I'm just here so Joel doesn't fire me.
I can't fire you, technically. You got most of this, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Joel, so we talked about Media Week. Now
We talked about one player in Media Week.
No, we talked about the Deflategate already.
Okay, anyways. Well, we talked about, like, the Deflategate for, like, 5 seconds and Marshawn Lynch.
Well, because he was the bigger story, man. Let's be real.
Did you see him on Conan with Gronk?
Yeah.
That was good because, like, he actually had fun, you know? You could tell he had fun.
Yeah, also with, well, you know, there's a lot of other interviews he has when he was younger, and he has no problem talking to the media. I think he's just being stubborn. There's one that I saw a video when he was younger, and he was talking to the media, and he's like, my offensive linemen, man, they're just amazing. So he was just, like, talking.
Maybe
so,
Seattle changes, man. Go back to Buffalo.
Go back to Buffalo. Just get out of here, Marshawn.
Yeah, good man.
You make me feel like I'm losing my virginity. The first time, every time when you're touching me, I'll make you bloom like a flower that you've never seen. Under the sun, we are one buzzing energy. Let's pollinate to create a family tree. This evolution with you comes so naturally. Some call it science, we call it chemistry. The story of birds and the bees, and even when seasons change, our love still stays the same.
Let's do this, Martin.
That hummingbird heartbeat, spread my wings and make me fly. The taste of your honey is so sweet. When you give me that hummingbird heartbeat, hummingbird heartbeat, hummingbird heartbeat,
hummingbird heartbeat. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're done? No. Sorry. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our halftime show.
Because this halftime show with Katy Perry was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. There's a lion.
Yep. And now we've reached the halfway point of our podcast. But now it's time to talk about Joel.
Hey, how's that? Oh.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, man. I jumped the gun too early.
It's time to talk about Super Bowl 49. And, man, guys, was this a Super Bowl? It wasn't like last year's Super Bowl where it was just a blowout. This was a competitive, tough, hard-knocking game.
It was really good.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Like, you really can't ask for a better Super Bowl. I mean, a close, competitive, two teams going at it game that, you know, both legacies are the line. You know, this team wants to repeat. This team, dude, they're looking to show that they are still that team from the early 2000s.
Yeah, two teams trying to make a name for themselves, trying to keep the names, trying to build legacies, and boy, did we get a game. Aside from that first quarter, it was amazing.
Actually, I thought the first quarter was really good, man. I mean, you go in, Tom Brady's driving the ball really good, you know, and then, boom, interception on the first drive.
First drive. I mean, I was like, man, this game's going to be boring because it was 0-0 at the first quarter.
But then it slowly picked up. I mean, Tom Brady, they scored first. They drew first blood. And then not long after that, well, the Seahawks, they match them right back and they get another touchdown. And suddenly it's a tie game. But what does Tom Brady do in the last 2 minutes of the game? He does what Tom Brady always does.
He wins games, baby.
Yeah, so he scores another touchdown. Suddenly they're up 14-0 and it's 14-7. And it's only, what, a couple seconds left in the second half?
Second, like,
literally, we're like going by this seconds. Fast,
but like, it was ridiculous how much time passed. The Seahawks had 30 seconds left. Do you think, like, okay, they're just gonna get a field goal, right?
Nope.
What did they do?
That 5 seconds left.
5 seconds left, right? And they had 6 seconds left. And like, you think, like, okay, they're gonna try to get in the middle. No, they go for the touchdown. Yeah. And what happens?
They try and kick. I was thinking, like, oh, they're gonna kick the field goal. You know, you go in with points, then you get the ball in the second half. You know, a good way to think. And Pete Carroll made a really good decision.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, you missed that play and you run out of time. I mean, that's.
You mean you miss that play or he catches it inbounds and I mean you get a field goal anything if anything, but yeah. Still, like, that was a gutsy call, especially with 6 seconds left in the second half.
I mean, sometimes a play could run out in 6 seconds.
And yeah, it could be 14-10. Next thing you
know, yeah, it's just 14-7.
14-10 if they 14-7 if they didn't get anything. Yeah, you're right.
And I mean, then suddenly it's a completely different game. But no, Russell Wilson throws it to really what was the wild card of this game, and really no one expected. He was number 15. Do you remember his name for the Seahawks?
I think it was something Matthews, right?
I don't remember, but he's a real tall player. He's the guy who recovered the onside kick against Green Bay.
Yeah,
and I mean, this game he came up good.
Yeah, he was like
he made a huge play downfield. You know, jumped up, played the ball real well. Looked like Larry Fitzgerald, Odell Beckham, and Dez Bryant.
Yeah. I mean, he showed up when he needed to, which is the biggest game of his career.
Yep, and then he made the touchdown, and it was 14-14 going to the second half.
I was like, what the heck's happening? Like, it looked like all the momentum was going to Seattle,
and it was. And then, you know, they. You know, when you leave with such a huge touchdown at the end of the half, and then you're getting the ball back to start the second half, you know, you really can't ask for anything better.
The odds are in their favor.
Exactly. It's like the Hunger Games, but better.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Katniss there.
Yeah, I know. She was pretty awesome.
Yeah, she was shooting people with her
arrows. She was shooting people with her arrows.
Oh, man, hold on. I'm not even recording. What is happening here? Still there?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but so jumping into the second half, you know, Seahawks, they really dominated that third quarter.
Yeah, man. A total domination. I mean, they brought their game, basically. I'm at a loss for words because of how well they did. Like, they shut down the Patriots.
Offense.
The defense was still doing pretty well. But
and they scored 10 points.
Yeah, they scored 10 points.
They got a touchdown off and then Tom Brady threw another interception in that quarter,
too. Yeah,
he threw
two interceptions in this game, guys.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because, I mean, when you normally, you know, if the turnover ratio
is not in your favor,
you lose the game, man. Yeah. I mean, at that point, it looked very bleak for the Patriots. Down 10 points, you're going into the fourth quarter with going up against the best defense in the NFL. What do you do at that point?
Yeah, and statistics show that teams that are down 7 points, they could come back. But no one's ever done it where it's more than 10. And lo and behold,
Tom Brady.
There's another quarter to play.
Yep, lo and behold, like you said. And I mean, and this is what establishes the greats from the goods. And Tom Brady really had to put his team on his shoulders.
Yes,
I mean, LeGarrette Blount, you know, everyone's talking about how he could have a big day. He did not have a big
day.
They
shut down that running game like no one's business.
It was all on Tom Brady's shoulders, man. He had to find his people. And a couple times, you know, Michael Bennett was just killing it this game. Every play, he was getting pressure, I swear.
Pressure, big time. I mean, some plays, do you know how many sacks they had?
Yeah, like, I think
100?
100, yeah, right.
They had three, and then I believe they got to Wilson a couple times as well. But that defense, they hardly gave Tom Brady any time.
Yeah, because...
and you know their offense is like short and quick. Let's get this done. But he couldn't find anyone.
Yeah, but really in that fourth quarter is when he started really commanding the offense.
Well, he got into his rhythm.
And he controlled the game tempo. He found Gronkowski. Whenever they were leaving him one-on-one with the linebacker, he's going to hit him there. Whenever they were going to find Julian Edelman.
What a mismatch. Gronkowski on a linebacker?
Yeah, they had to switch that up, and that's when they ended up putting
Earl Thomas in the second touchdown. It was just Gronkowski on the side. And once I saw Tom Brady throw it up and I saw 87, I was like, touchdown, easy.
Yep,
and
because he's Gronkowski.
He's Gronkowski, you know, comeback player of the year. Oh, he's comeback player of the year.
Oh, yeah, he is comeback player of the year. Well, yeah, he deserves to be, too. Yeah, I mean, amazing.
He was injured for, like, what, two seasons practically?
Yeah. And so, you know, Julian Edelman, man, making plays. I mean, he broke so many tackles this game.
He was breaking people's ankles.
Especially against a team that's really known really well for tackling.
And where was Richard Sherman? They weren't throwing to him. No, they're not going to play his game. They're going to play the Patriots game.
Yeah. And Richard Sherman, man, he played a good game, too. I think they only targeted him, like, twice. And they were both completions, but, I mean, still, like that's just a testament to how good Richard Sherman is.
And how good Tom Brady is.
Totally. So we're getting to what is late in the fourth quarter, and it's really coming down to, you know, who's going to – probably whoever gets this ball last is probably going to win this football game.
Definitely.
You know?
So.
But the Seahawks are still up. They're up I think it was 24-20, and the Cowboys. The Patriots –
hey, man, come on. That's still sour.
The Patriots needed to get into the end zone. So, you know, of course, Tom Brady does what he does best. He
marches his team down the field.
Yep.
And
he controls the offense. He controls the tempo of the game. He knows. He looks for the open receiver. He steps up in the pocket.
Looking for the mismatches, who he likes.
And he earlier in the game, you know, he missed Julian Edelman in the end zone for a touchdown
wide
pass.
Open touchdown pass.
And what does he do? He goes straight back to it, and Julian
Edelman.
Same play. He throws a perfect ball, and Julian Edelman catches
it. The receiver the cornerback fouled for it again. He was so wide open.
Yeah, and just like that, man, just like that, the Patriots were up 27
when I move, you
to 24.
Move.
Just like
that.
That.
When I move, you move.
Just like that. That's Tom Brady, throw that touchdown back.
To Julian Edelman, catch that ball.
Yep. And so suddenly, you know, the Patriots, they're up 27-24. And however,
28-24.
Yeah, 28-24. However, it wasn't over yet, Joel, right?
No, not at all. It's never over. It's the Super Bowl. It's never over.
How much time was there
last year?
There was 2 minutes.
Two minutes left.
And
2:02.
Russell Wilson still had 3 touchdowns left.
And
three timeouts left.
Oh, and also, you know, I love stats. Russell Wilson was like 8-0 against Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
10-0.
10-0.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? He's going to march down and he's going to get that win, right?
Yes, he is. Or is he? Well, we'll find out because you know what?
In the next 20 seconds.
Yeah, in the next 20 seconds, we'll find out. So it keeps on going. They start off with a really nice run.
From Marshawn.
Yep. And then they make up a really big first down. I think it was like a 3rd and 10. But then this is what happens. And this is where it's like.
What the craziest play of the game, process.
Yeah. And it's like, man, how often is this going to happen? Like, how many times will this happen? Russell Wilson steps back and he throws a Hail Mary. It's not a Hail Mary, but it's a long pass.
Throws a deep ball.
Yeah, he throws a deep ball. And the defender played it perfectly. He jumps up, tips the ball, and they both fall down the floor. However, the ball's falling. And that wild card factor we're talking about, that player, he catches it while on the ground. And it's like,
it bounces off his leg. He juggles it in his hands, and he catches it. Never touches the ground.
Exactly.
The ball never touches the ground.
And suddenly you see Tom Brady's face, and he's like, are you kidding me? How many times will this happen? That time with David Tyree and that amazing, amazing helmet catch. That time with, I think it was Mario Manningham or somebody, and he did a crazy, crazy corner sideline catch. I mean, it's like, Jesus, this happens again? Again? And I was like, wow. You know,
when you see a catch like that, you think like, oh, the Seahawks, they have to win.
Yeah, I was just like, man, the Patriots were just, they have like a Super Bowl curse now or something.
I literally said out loud, man, if they win, I don't even care because that catch was amazing. It blew my mind.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing catch. And I mean, I was like, it's history repeating itself. I mean, Jesus. Next thing you know it, they run the ball. They get closer to the end zone, even closer, because that already put them inside the 20.
In the red zone.
Yeah, and the Marshawn Lynch runs it in, and suddenly it's a first down and first and 10, and they run the ball again.
It's like a first and...
And it's like they need like 2 yards.
Like 2 and 1 or 2 and 2, yeah?
Yeah, they need like 2 yards.
So they try running it again with Marshawn, but he gets stopped before.
So it's second down.
Second down. What are you supposed to do in the second down? You have one of the best running backs in the league. What would you do?
You know, you have one of the best running backs in the league. I mean, it's late in the game. The defense is tired. You run the ball. You give it to Marshawn Lynch, and he pounds it in there. I think he scores a touchdown. However, that's not what they do.
Yeah, what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, but Pete Carroll decided to go for a pass. Russell Wilson steps back.
He throws it to the crossing route.
Yep. They do like a kind of like a pick play.
Yeah.
The defender for the Patriots bit on it so well. He read it all the way, cut the route, and picked it off.
Picked it off.
And, I mean, when I saw that, I could not believe it.
20 seconds left to go. We forgot about telling you the time. 20 seconds left.
Yeah, guys. That was 20 seconds left, guys.
If they score, they win the game.
Yeah, Tom Brady only has 2 timeouts left. There's no way he's going to bring it all the way down the field.
What that a Legion play. Of boom. Defense wins games, right?
Yep, and they won that game.
Defense showed up.
Yep, that play at the end was just so, so crucial. It was just like, you know what? We're not letting this happen anymore. We're not letting that crazy catch beat us this time. And they didn't. They picked off Russell Wilson, and they won the game.
You know, they picked him off, and then they're like at the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then so they go into victory formation, which is when the quarterback's going to kneel it. But if they kneel it, it's going to be a safety.
So they have to do a quarterback sneak.
Yeah, so they're in that position, and so they're just like about ready to go, and so all the Seahawks are getting to the line. And so one of the guys pushes Michael Bennett into the line, and that's encroachment, so they get 5 yards.
Yep.
And so all they have to do is just kneel it.
Yep, and that basically sealed the game. And then there was
sealed the game.
But then there was a huge fight.
Oh, there was a huge fight. The player got rejected, which was like meaningless. I mean, yeah, the game was already over.
But it was just like, come on, don't be fighting. I mean, you guys lost. Take it.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing game.
Yeah, amazing game. And with that, Tom Brady, he wins his fourth ring.
Fourth ring. He now ties Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw.
Yep, and I mean, what an incredible feature. I mean, let's talk about the game a little more. How amazing was this game, Joel? Scale of 1 to 10.
Honestly, I think it was like a 9. It was really good.
I give it a 10, man, because it literally came down to the last 20 seconds. Like,
yeah, that was amazing, too. I love that.
I mean, I don't think we can ask for a better Super Bowl.
Had me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
And I mean, even after the interception, there was still drama. They still had to try and get it past that 1 yard line.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to win the game. They had to get it past that 1 yard, and they did. I mean,
they did it with a smart football way.
Yeah, the smart football way was
draw the defense offsides.
Yeah, exactly what you do, and got 4 rings now. He's going to Disneyland.
Yep.
And he wins a truck, which I don't understand why they give him cars. Yo, they're rich.
I wouldn't mind a car.
I know, but like, imagine if Russell Wilson won it and he got the.
What if you're like a really poor player? Like, you're like a special teamer. Like
Russell
teamer.
Wilson?
No, Russell Wilson's not that poor.
He made less than $1 million this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, well, he won't be making less than $1 million next year.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But what if you're like a special teams player? You know what I mean? Like, who only makes like $200,000 a year?
Okay, but special teams players not going to win MVP.
But what if they do? Like, they return like 4 touchdowns back, and now they get a freak truck.
That'd be the most ridiculous game I've ever seen.
Well, you know what? It's possible.
It'd be really cool, but still.
I'm just saying, you know, that truck could help someone out.
You know what the Seahawks are missing? Percy Harvin.
You think so?
No. They got to the Super Bowl without him 2 years in a row.
You know, I think what they really needed, they need some receivers still. I think they need someone to help spread that offense.
Don't tell Doug Baldwin that.
I'll tell him that because guess what? The only touchdown he scored was only because the referee got in the way of Darrell Revis.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
That's the only reason. And he thinks he's all smart. Like, dude, that's the only reason you got open from Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis would have been on you like white on rice.
You know, they should give the referees like a...
They should find him.
No, they should give them like those super cool like Oculus Rift stuff. And give them like holograms, like make them hologram. That way, they don't get in the players' way.
Oh, what? Yeah,
that'd be super cool.
And then the quarterbacks are all robots.
Yeah, that'd be totally cool too.
Oh yeah, totally.
And it's then like that old TV show where like robots fight each other.
What TV show was that?
I have no idea.
Transformers?
No, it wasn't BattleBots. That's something else. Anyways, Transformers.
But
it was a really good game. I mean, if you guys didn't watch it, what's wrong with you?
Because it was incredible. You don't see
game. We always tell you guys to watch every week. You guys should watch at least this game.
Yeah, well, it's too late to watch. It's already over.
I mean, just listen to this, and you guys would feel like you're there or not.
Yeah, you guys will feel like you're in this. You being here is better than being in the Super Bowl. Like, you listening to us is
like,
better
honestly,
than the Super Bowl
experience. I wouldn't want to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I got this podcast. I could do that.
Exactly.
Way better than that other thing. You know, cheapest price tickets for the Super Bowl, $8,000.
That's ridiculous.
We could have had it for $500.
Yep. Too bad. So sad.
R.I.P. R.I.P. my dreams and hopes.
Look, Joely, let's talk about Brady's legacy.
Legacy? His legs?
Yeah. And how they're Agassi. Seriously, though, Tom Brady, I mean, he's a product of Bill Belichick, that's for sure.
Product of
but
Michigan.
He's also a product of hard work, determination, a will to never give up. And he's won his fourth Super Bowl.
You could see how much he loves this game.
Yeah. And
even like when they're up by like 30 points, he's fired up.
He wants to win.
He's like every coach's dream.
So what I'm asking you, Joel, is where does he rank among in the greatest of all time?
I think he's number one.
Number one?
Number one.
And why do you think that, man? A lot of people will debate that.
You know, because people go down and he's how many times has he been in the playoffs? Doesn't he have the most playoff wins?
Yes, he does. No, I think he has the most playoff touchdowns. He probably does. If Bill Belichick has the most playoff wins, I would assume he has the most playoff wins too.
Exactly. So that's just ridiculous. Like, he most playoff wins. They're in the playoffs like every year. You could always count for them to be in the playoffs. Aside like from that 1 year, but even that Matt Castle took them. But that's more to Bill Belichick. Tom Brady, they lose Wes Welker. They're like, oh, who is he gonna throw to? They lose Aaron Hernandez. Who's he going to throw to other than Gronk? He finds ways to win. And, you know, so does Peyton Manning. He finds ways to win, but he can't win the big one.
It's like you said, no one does more with less.
Exactly.
And Tom Brady does the most with less.
I mean, Julian Edelman, Jesus Christ, that guy's good.
And Tom Brady made him good.
LaFell?
He's okay.
They couldn't stop him for the most part.
Yeah, they couldn't stop him on those out routes, those little quick out route passing.
You know, he
Damian Amendola too.
Yeah, he did. He got a touchdown pass, I believe.
He won the Super Bowl too, man.
Yeah,
he used to play with the Cowboys.
Him.
Now he's a Super Bowl champion.
That's crazy to think like a guy like that got cut from an NFL team,
and now he's
a Super Bowl winner.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo also has as many he has as many touchdowns as Brett Favre and Eli Manning.
Wow.
And that's the backup quarterback, of course.
And then Robert Gronkowski. I mean, that guy's the beast of the team.
Oh, that guy's amazing. Like, he's the X factor for them. You know, you can't stop him.
But, you know, going back to the Tom Brady, you know, as far as him ranking of, as far as the best of all times, I would have to agree with that just because it's like you went through, you know, he's done it with different teams. He's been to 6 Super Bowls, all with pretty different teams. No, I mean, look at the team from back then when he won those 3. To the one he went today, completely different teams. Look at the 2 he went to when he was with when they played the Giants the first time. He had a crazy offense. It was the best offense of all time until the Broncos last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were killing it. I mean, Randy Moss was killing it. They go back 2 years later and Tom Brady's more of the quick passer. He got him there, but of course they couldn't get it because the Giants took him out again. Now a new revamped team and Tom Brady did it again. He won his 4th ring. He's a 3-time Super Bowl MVP.
3-time. That's crazy, man.
I mean, he is the greatest quarterback of all time.
I definitely agree.
And we got to see him win his fourth ring, and I believe it's going to be his final ring, to be honest.
Yeah, I think after this, I mean, they could still, of course, they're still going to get the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win the big one.
Yeah, I think the Colts are going to really come into fruition really soon.
I mean, especially if they get a defense and a running game. That's all they need. They need a running back that's really good. DeMarco Murray might go.
I know, DeMarco Murray might get there. Look.
But, like, enough, like, Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion, in your opinion.
And we always talk good about him, and that's why I was really happy to see him win this Super Bowl.
Hail of the year. We're not doing any hails on fails because this game was just too good.
Yep. So now that we could fail Pete Carroll for that.
Okay, guys. So, we were telling you, you give it a beast mode.
Yeah, fail.
And he was saying that, you know, it was just a
matchup problem, and they didn't want to run it with their goal line defense.
And also, he said that it was just like a whatever play. Like, they're just gonna run it just to get to the next one. You don't do that, man. You probably win the game, yo.
It was weird.
And then they even asked Marshawn Lynch what he thought of it. He's like, you know, it's not their fault. Like, we lost as a team.
Deion Sanders said that was the dumbest play call in Super Bowl history.
Like he's Pete Carroll's going to be torn up for this, I believe.
Yep.
From the floor up.
But, you know, now that we've pretty much covered Brady's legacy,
our legacy? I'm just kidding. We'll talk about that in the end.
We got to be, let's congratulate the Seahawks to an amazing season.
Yeah,
of
course. We counted them out.
You lose a heartbreaker. Oh, let's talk about the chain of heartbreak, man.
Oh,
The NFC chain of heartbreak.
My girlfriends, they'll break my heart.
Look, check it out. The Lions go and they play the Dallas Cowboys and they get a terrible call with a no pass interference. And the Cowboys go on to win that game. Heartbreaking for the Lions. Cowboys throw a beautiful pass on fourth down
to Dez Bryant,
and he catches it, and it's not a catch because of the rule. And the Cowboys lose a heartbreaker to the Packers.
They're winning by a whole bunch of points. And
they basically win the game, and then they lose the game.
In the first half, and then they just don't show up.
They lose the game.
And that's heartbreaking.
And they were so heartbroken. And now the Seahawks fans in the biggest stage of the game, you guys lose in the last 20 seconds to an interception.
That's just heartbreaking. I mean, it's not as controversial. But
to a bad call. It wasn't a referee call. It was a play call.
Yeah, that was a bad play call. Oh, my God. NFC? Man, that sucks.
It was like a perfect Shakespeare tragedy for NFC teams this year.
Yeah, man.
And, I mean, but going back to Seahawks, you know, you guys played good, man. Not many teams go back to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, and I think just getting to the Super Bowl enough is a successful season. So yeah, I would definitely rate the Seahawks A+ this year.
I'd give them a solid A.
Solid A?
Yeah, because not the whole year, because they had that rough, that shaky start. But
they got to that Super Bowl, man.
But, like, it's still, man. Like, if you're failing a whole bunch of things and then, like, you get a bunch of hundreds, that doesn't mean you had a good year.
True, true. Well, Patriots.
Four Super Bowls.
Four Super Bowl. Well, Brady has four Super Bowls. This is their franchise fourth Super Bowl as well, I believe.
Yeah.
What do you rate their season, Joel?
C.
Four congratulations.
Four cool. I don't know. Give them a W because they won it all.
Yep. You get a W for winning it all. Yeah, it's just crazy.
You guys get P for points because that's when you scored a lot.
It's just crazy to see.
Yeah, definitely an A. I'd give them an
A+.
Just because they won it all.
They won it all. They get a perfect 100.
Yeah. It's like their final and they totally aced it.
Yep. It's more than that. It's like winning the lottery.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about, Joel, let's talk about...
Let's talk about sex, baby. Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about what we're excited to see next season because, you know, as always, there's always a great NFL season coming up, and next season's going to be great, Joel. So give me three things you're really interested to see.
Cardinals. Definitely, I'm so excited to see the Cardinals, especially with healthy Carson Palmer. I think they're going to do well. I am excited to see how their season comes out after this. I mean, it's a horrible loss, but let's see if they still have that fight in them.
Yeah, I think they will. What else?
Oh, shoot, man.
Well, what do you think of your third one? I'll go first. Number one, I want to see how Jameis Winston does in the NFL. You know what I mean? We had this big hype. Well, we had this big hype over Johnny Manziel.
Oh, that's the... Okay.
And we have Johnny Manziel, and the big hype with him, and You know, is Jameis Winston going to fail like him, or is he going to prove to be, you know, the next Andrew Luck? Who knows? We'll see. Also with Marcus Mariota, I'm really excited to see those two play.
I think Mariota, I don't know.
I mean, who knows? The Eagles might trade Nick Foles to the Rams and then get a high draft pick. Yeah, they're talking about
it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. And they'll try and probably get Marcus Mariota in the draft. Nah, that'd be crazy.
See, I don't know.
Number two, Odell Beckham Jr., man. I'm excited to see that cat play.
Man, that guy's
great. He's a monster. I mean, I'm going to hate to see him when he plays the Cowboys because, I mean, he already smoked us this year. I mean, they lost, but, I mean, he still smoked us. I'll be watching that highlight for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's possibly one of the best plays I've ever seen. Oh, that play won best play of the year.
I know it did. Oh, it deserves to.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're Brandon Carr.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Who else do we got?
Yeah, it's your third one, yeah.
It's your third one, though. You go.
Oh, I'm sorry if I stole this one from you. I want to see how Johnny Manziel does, what he does, how he does
it. How that Browns organization where they
go. Yes, exactly. The Browns as well. But I'm not so much excited. I'm interested in that. I think I'm more excited to see.
What do you hope happens? What do you want to happen?
From the bottom of my heart, I hope he fails.
Jesus.
Bottom of my heart. You asked me, so I gave you the
answer. At least you're honest. My third one would be to see how the Dallas Cowboys do. You know, I mean, they had a good season this year. Will they make it to the playoffs? I mean, there's a good possibility that they won't, just because that's how
the NFL
is. Yeah, that's how the NFL is.
No one's guaranteed a spot.
And no one's guaranteed a good season after one good season, and that's a fact.
I'm going to say another one just because I thought of it, but I want to see how Todd Bowles does in New York with the Jets.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some interesting head coaching changes.
You know, they're trying to get a bunch of the old players back.
Like who?
Like Darrelle Revis.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah. They're trying to get Darrelle Revis back. I'm also excited to see the Niners coach, see how he does.
I totally forgot about that.
They got to live up to it. He has to live up to a lot, I mean.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, they still got Colin Kaepernick. You know, they can still advance him as a quarterback. I mean, anything's really possible right there.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else we want to talk about?
I think we covered a lot of good stuff. I mean, if we have more to look at, we'll talk about in future podcasts because this is not our last episode. I mean, this is the last episode for the season, but we'll have some off-season episodes, talk about some some draft stuff, also maybe some important NFL news, things with Adrian Peterson, you know, big free agency pickups. We'll keep you guys updated, or at least we'll try to. One big thing that's going to happen later this month, probably near the end of this month, since we won't be doing this podcast as much, is me and Joel are going to do a special football episode for you guys, which is going to be, we're each going to bring in our own list of our top 10 favorite football movies, and we're going to go through them one by one and just comment about them and talk about them, and maybe you guys could leave us your list, and you could tweet us at Sunday Roundup, even though you guys never do.
Do it on Facebook, yo. Yeah, guys, come on. We've been doing this since week 3. Get at us, yo.
Yeah, get at us. I mean, it's been a good journey, right, Joel?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been really good.
You and that, it's been a while.
Sorry, I heard from someone. I want to say thank you to everyone that actually listens to us. I know we get a lot of likes on Facebook, but I see how many listens we get, and it's been consistent, and I'm really happy that you guys listen to it and enjoy it.
Yeah, you guys who listen to us, we really appreciate it.
You guys keep us going.
Yeah, you guys really do. I mean, it makes us feel great, and you know, this is something me and Joel are both very passionate about and something we don't plan to stop soon. And
we have fun on it, in case you couldn't tell by those Katy Perry songs.
Yeah, and, you know, with that, man, we like to say congratulations to the New England Patriots. You're Super Bowl 49 champs.
Let's go to Africa and get some sweet Seattle Seahawks shirts that they won the Super Bowl.
We should. congratulations to the Seahawks for having an amazing season. Congratulations to every football team this year. I mean, even if it ended a little salty, you guys still got this year to look forward to. And if you guys weren't, if you guys were last, you guys are number one in the draft.
Hey, guys, just remember, from right now, from this moment, everyone's undefeated.
Yep, that's 100% true.
So, thank you guys for listening. What's up?
And with that, this is Martin signing off.
And this is Joel. You know, we didn't even say our names in the beginning.
It doesn't matter. They know who we are.
Yeah, you guys better. Anyways, and we are Sunday Night Roundup.
Good night, guys. Have a great one.
Good night.